Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting seventh. The catcher, AJ Hinch. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tom Candiotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dan Serafini. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Valentin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Gates goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. One out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stairs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hinch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Stairs. The throw from Valentin and he is safe. Stairs steals second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Christensen takes first base on ball four. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawton moves to second. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawton scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gates reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Merced is 0-for-1 in the game. Merced hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Blowers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spezio moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi takes first base on ball four. Spezio moves to third. Blowers moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stairs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball four. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to second. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Telgater now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merced is 0 for 2 in the game. Merced hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 9-1, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. Grieve hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nixon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Telgitter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aaron Small now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gates is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gates hits a pop-up into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Giambi strikes out. One out. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stairs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hinch is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Merced is 0-for-3 in the game. Merced hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Giambi. Merced goes all the way around to score. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Twins. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. 2 outs. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 0-for-3 in the game. Grieve takes first base on ball 4. Spezio moves to second. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spezio scores. Grieve moves to third. It's 10-3, Twins. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giambi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Moeller now pitching. Rafael Bornegal now playing second base. Kurt Abbott now playing left field. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ochoa for the out. 2 outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gates is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Ochoa now playing center field. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. the Twins will come to bat. TJ Matthews now pitching. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Merced is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Merced hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Nalty now pitching. John Shave now playing first base. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tejada is 0-for-3 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abbott strikes out. Two outs. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Voigt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.